Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and begin. Tonight we have Mr. Michael Thayer here, or Mr. Michael Tyler.
Yeah, I like it though. I like where your head's at.
From Thayer, Missouri. He's going to be singing a national anthem this evening. What are you most excited about for tonight?
The anthem, man. It's going to be great. The flyover, it's going to be ridiculous.
Is this your first NASCAR race?
This is my second race, actually.
Second race?
Yeah, I'm super excited, though. Of course, obviously, I'm excited to watch the race from a box, but, you know, it's I'm excited to sing the anthem. It's going to be amazing.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions right here?
Hi, Kathy Sheldon from NASCAR.com. Hi. Did you get to do a pace car ride?
Yeah, we rode in the pace car. It was awesome. So there's a guy that doesn't not with us today, and every time we get in the car somewhere, we have a runner from a venue to the hotel. He's like, "How fast does this thing go?" So he wasn't with us today. So I got in there, I had him on FaceTime. So I was like, "All right, we got to show him how fast this thing goes." And we got up to about 110, and he's like, "The one day I'm not there." But it was great. It was awesome.
If you could put anyone in the seat next to you if you were driving, who would that be?
Anyone? Like any racer or just anyone?
Anyone.
Elvis. I mean, you know?
All right. Do you have a favorite driver yet?
Man, Dale Jr. has always been my favorite. So I guess Blaney would be the closest thing to, you know, because he's a new dude. He's coming up and he's my age, 24. And so I think that's just super cool. I think that's somebody 24 years old already killing it. And I think he's just a cool dude.
Have you been a NASCAR fan for a while, or
how did you get
into this gig tonight?
No, yeah, I've grown up in a town of 2,000 people. So believe me, they love NASCAR. And I've watched Tony Stewart and all them guys for a long time. But my first race I've ever been to was 2 years ago in Charlotte. And that's when it really opened my eyes to, like, wow, this is a worldwide, this is a phenomenon. I didn't understand. Like, I thought it was just some buddies of mine kind of talk about it on TV every now and then.
I've got a question for you here.
Okay.
So you mentioned Elvis would be who you'd choose to ride in a car with.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from him, who was your idol growing up?
Who was my idol growing up? Well, I mean, they changed. When I was little, it was the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And then it was Shania Twain, and then it was Alabama and Johnny Cash, and Elvis slipped in there at some point. But I mean, I feel like that would be the coolest is Elvis.
Elvis is the man.
The king.
So, mm-hmm.
Is mine long or short? I mean, I'd say it's in between. Compared to, like, Fergie.
Have you done it before at a big sporting event?
Yeah. We did it at a baseball game, and it was fun. It was for the El Paso Chihuahuas. Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing that you've seen so far today just walking around?
Favorite thing walking around? The garages were pretty cool. Everybody's, like, posted up in there getting their minds right and getting ready. That was really cool. Thank you.
Do we have any other questions?
I think we're good.
All right. Well, best of luck tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, man.